Make a difference by making a planned gift to the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. Read by Council Volunteer Sarah Werbeckis. Let's explore your options. Wills or trusts. The most popular planned gift to make is a bequest, a gift made through a will or trust. Arranging for a bequest is considered the easiest planned gift, and it is very meaningful. You are securing your legacy now and making an impact for a cause or organization for which you care deeply. Suggested wording for including the council in your will is, quote, "I give, devise, and bequeath to Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, Madison, Wisconsin, insert dollar amount or percentage of the residue of your estate, to be used for the council's general purposes," end quote. If you already have a will, is it up to date? Minor changes can be made through a supplement to your will called a codicil. Your financial advisor or attorney can help you decide if the change you want to make can be done with a codicil or if you need to make a new will. Securities. Giving stock, bonds, or mutual fund shares to a charity of your choice is an excellent way to support causes that are important to you. The council sells the donated shares and uses the proceeds to serve Vision Services clients. You receive an immediate tax deduction for the fair market value of the securities and pay no capital gains tax. Donor-advised funds. You can set up a donor-advised fund, DAF, within a community foundation or financial institution. A donor-advised fund is set up with an initial gift, and in the following years, you, as the donor, decide which charities will receive a gift from your DAF. A common reason for establishing a DAF is to exceed the increased standards deduction, allowing you to receive a tax advantages for making a one-time larger gift. The donations to charities can be distributed from your DAF in the following months or years. IRA qualified charitable distributions. If you own an IRA, individual retirement account, and are 72 or older, the IRS requires you to make a required minimum distribution, RMD, each year so that income may be taxed. If you don't need the income for living expenses, some or all of the RMD, up to $100,000, can be given to charities. The dollars given to a nonprofit organization like the council will not be taxed. This method of giving is increasingly popular with donors older than 72 because it allows them to continue giving their favorite organizations from assets rather than using their monthly income. Many ways to give. The Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired accepts gifts via cash, check, credit card, PayPal, online at www.wcblind.org, automated monthly giving, stocks or other securities, bequests, trusts, life insurance, donor-advised funds, and IRA qualified charitable distributions. Thrivent Financial members may designate their Thrivent Choice dollars by selecting the council as the recipient. We encourage you to talk with your attorney or financial advisor to assist you in making meaningful gifts that meet your personal goals. Our legal name is Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. The council's tax ID number is 39-09-77746. For more information about contributing to the council and how your gift will help someone with vision loss, please call Lori at 608-237-8114 or email lwerbeckes@wcblind.org.